Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. We are delighted to be joined by junior Nate Allen. Here's Wahi boys basketball team for our player profile interview. And Nate, as we're conducting this interview, it's still the month of December. It's prior to a couple of Mid-Columbia Conference games at home with Kamiokan and on the road at Kennewick. And then the following Tuesday, the Blue Devils will be playing host to the Southridge Suns. Now, let's talk about the progression. How has the transition been for you this year going from junior varsity to varsity?
It's been a lot of fun. The transition, it's a little bit more up tempo, a little faster pace on the varsity court, but you know, it's a lot of fun and it's great with all the guys.
And did you have a moment or moments on the junior varsity a season ago that stood out in your mind? A big win, a big performance? What?
Yeah, when we went down to Lewiston, I played pretty good, and that stood out to me because I was sick that game, but I still found a way to play good. But both times we played Southridge last year, I had a double-double. So that, I remember that pretty well.
Well, fantastic. Now, you mentioned that there was a game where you weren't feeling well. I mean, my goodness, what do you do in a situation like that? You're not feeling well. I mean, obviously, it's one of those cases where you still want to get out on the court and that, but, you know, the health and that has to come first. But is it one of those situations where you're just flat-out stubborn and saying, well, hey, whether my temperature is 98.6 or 100-plus, I'm going out on the court?
Yeah, it was early in the season, which helps, but I just wanted to play. So I didn't really care who too bad. I was like, I'll isolate myself on the bus if I have to, but I'll bring a bunch of water. But I just want to play, yeah.
Was it a quick recovery? Was it a 24, 48-hour thing? Or did it last, heaven forbid, longer than that?
No, it was just a simple common cold that lasted me about a day. Yeah, it wasn't too big of a deal, but just the wrong time.
And nobody else after that was ill, and I hope?
Not that I recall, I don't think so, no, yeah.
That's good. That's good to hear because, you know, we're into that time of the year where a sniffle here and a cough there could lead to who knows what. But nice to know that you made a quick recovery and that nobody else on the team was affected in that particular case. So as we're conducting this interview, Nate, it's about a third into the 2025-26 season. Is this varsity thing everything that you expected?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, especially with like the new team dinners. Like, we didn't really do that on JV, but it's a lot of fun to get together with the guys and just spend some quality time together. It's been great.
And speaking of quality time, I suspect there'll be a fair amount of quality time this spring when you participate on the Wahi golf team, and knowing that a couple of your basketball teammates, Gabe Davenport and Niall Dumpser, are going to be right there along with you.
Yeah, golf's a lot of fun. It's kind of an interesting Wahi sport. We're kind of a little separate from the rest of everybody. We miss a lot more school, I feel like, than a lot of other teams just because golf tournaments are so long. But it's awesome. The coaches, Bill Fleener and Bill Heron, are great. So.
Yes, they are. They are outstanding people, and they have a little bit of knowledge about this golf thing. No question about that. Very, very good people, and they got game, to say the very least. Now, on January the 24th, going to be a very, very interesting night. Your dad, Peter Allen, is going to be joining me for the broadcast, or perhaps broadcasts on that night when the Blue Devils play host to Hermiston. Do you have any advice for Pops before he sits next to the voice of the Blue Devils?
I would probably say maybe don't go too far over your head. I'd probably try and keep it contained, especially against Hermiston. Not a fan, but I'm gonna tell him to keep it in his region, keep it in his domain. Let Roy do the real thing.
Well, I got to tell you, last year at the Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction, honest to goodness, I didn't know if he was more excited about this possibility, or if your mother was more excited about this possibility. It seemed like every couple of minutes, she was checking to see who may have bid, who may not have bid, if their bid was still good to go. So it was a very, very fun time without question. And seems like you have just a really great family, and they're also very supportive and just great, great people.
Yeah, they've been very supportive in all of my sports, all the AU tournaments, they're all driving me to places. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Well, we hope the rest of this 2025-26 season is awesome for the Blue Devils, and we're hoping for a lot of awesomeness from one Nate Allen as well. And we would like to thank Nate Allen very, very much for joining us for our player profile segment. It was presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co. Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. Head Coach Spencer Hessler, as we're conducting this interview, we're still in 2025. It's prior to a Monday practice, prior to the Blue Devils taking on Kamiokin and Kennewick Mid-Columbia Conference games in the first weekend of January. The following Tuesday will bring an interesting matchup, as the Blue Devils will be playing host to Southridge. A year ago, the teams split, Southridge winning convincingly over in the Tri-Cities, and then the Blue Devils in overwhelming fashion beat the Suns in the home return in the Wahi Gym.
Yeah, Southridge is always a big one on our schedule, because they, like, for in the 3A side, they always are trying to get to that, top two seeds, and it's always been us and Kennewick these last 4 or 5 years. So kind of beating them and putting yourself in position for the playoffs is very important. Last year, like you said, it was probably our worst game of the season at Southridge, and we kind of thought it was almost like a low point of our season, but the guys really, after that game, for whatever reason, we responded and we rallied and probably started playing our best basketball this season, which concluded with that game against them here, where we've played, as good as we could possibly play that game.
And it was a 40-plus point spread in that win against Southridge in the Wahi Gym, something that nobody would have expected.
No, again, because after that first game, you would have never have thought that. But, the guys just kept getting better. And then that game, I remember just watching it almost as a fan. Like, that was really fun to watch the guys just play together, and everything was just moving so perfectly. And our game plan worked awesome. So that was a fun one to see.
And that transition dunk was pretty awesome. Carter Chevelle going off the backboard to Truman Bullington for the slam.
Yeah, that was – I almost feel like Coach Berg should have called the timeout right there and just let – we had such a good run going, call a timeout, and let him just enjoy that moment with the crowd. It would have been cool.
Oh,
it was amazing. Nothing short of amazing, produced by my hero Zero and the big guy Truman at Bullington. And it was awfully nice to see Truman this past week at the practice sessions. Nice to know that maybe in a periphery sort of way, he still has some skin in the game, still in the fold a little bit.
Right. I mean, these are all his best friends. So, I mean, he tells me he watches our games on YouTube, and he's still part of what we're trying to do. We wish him nothing but success. I wish he was still here. I could use a 6'8 guy down low, but I'm happy for him. He seems very thrilled with how things are going down there, and he's getting a lot better. So, yeah, we're happy for him. We're rooting for him.
And how cool is it to see the family in attendance on occasion? His mother, Kelly Bullington, was in attendance at the Cheney contest. And also, Grandma and Grandpa have made their presence felt. Nice to know that in the off season, I was talking to them. I thought, gosh, I hope this doesn't mean that you're not going to be coming to any more games. But no, they decided to adopt Derek Bingham as their own.
And Derek's he's a fun one to watch. He plays hard. He competes at all times. I think it's not just them, but our whole community. It's really fun for me to, you know, the amount of people that come up and say hi to us at games, and old players, people that watch me play. I think Walla Walla is a really tight-knit community, and it shows on game day.
And it's certainly an indicator of what Blue Devil Nation is all about.
Right, and we got great fans, and I think, again, people take care of their own. And, I mean, I've always loved this place. That's why it was important for me to come back and coach here, because place made me, kind of molded me to the man I am today. So to kind of be the coach for these guys and see all these people come back and watch us is special.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at Courtside, and continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing. He'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the visiting Southridge Suns, as announced by head coach DJ Traver, at guard Jose T. Arena, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a junior. DeMario Cruz at forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. Kean Hancock at guard, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. Coven Burke at forward, 6 feet 3 inches tall and a senior. And Nicholas Williamson at guard, 6 feet 3 inches tall and a senior. Starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler. Micah Eggert at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a junior. Derek Bingham at a guard slash forward, 6 feet tall and a junior. Jacob Griffith at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. Colt Pemberton at a guard slash forward, he is 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. And Niall Dumpser at guard, 6'1". And a senior. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. And that's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And we'll be back for the second half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. Going into play tonight, two 4A teams leading the Mid-Columbia Conference. Richland at 6-0, Chiawana at 5-1. Another 4A team, Kamiakin, is 4-2 in conference play. And that is the league record for the 3A leading Kennewick Lions. Then you have quite the log jam. The Blue Devils, Southridge, Hermiston, I beg your pardon, and Sageview. They are all 2-4 in the 3A standings. And sandwiched in there as well at the 4A level is Hanford. And at the bottom of the table, Class 4A Pasco, they are 1-5 in conference play. The Blue Devils coming in 4-5 overall. And Southridge is 4-up and 4-down. Our first quarter this evening presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The Wahai Blue Devils dressed in home white jerseys, royal blue numerals, royal blue lettering, and a hint of white trim, perhaps silver trim. Southridge dressed in road navy blue jerseys with white numerals, white lettering, and gold trim. Jacob Griffith will jump center for the Blue Devils. He'll be opposed in the center circle by DeMario Cruz of the Southridge Suns, and we are going to get underway just a little early at 7:29 on this Tuesday night. And again, delighted to have you with us. The ball in the air, the tip control by Southridge, and we are underway. Tiarina with a basketball on the far side. It goes to Burke. Now it's back to Tiarina between the rings. Loops it on the near side to Hancock. Hancock driving near side on Dumpster. Throws it up, no, but a foul is going to be called on Niall Dumpster. Aggressive drive to the basket on the part of Hancock. He may have initiated the contact, but the official on the baseline ruling it was Dumpster with the foul. A free throw by the Southpaw, up and good, and Southridge has the first point of the ball game. Kieran Hancock, a guard, a junior, 5 feet 10 inches tall. Second free throw, clean as could be. 2-0 Southridge. After two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, Micah Eggert with a basketball. Between the rings, near side to Derek Bingham. Bingham off to Cole Pemberton. Near side, Jacob Griffith. Now it is Eggert between the rings. 12 on the shot clock. Eggert will drive far side. Spin move on Hancock. Goes into the lane. Bounces it inside for Pemberton. Pemberton lost the ball going up. The ball saved in bounds by a hustling Hancock. He saved it to Cruz. Southridge in possession with the basketball is Williamson. Gets it on the near side to T. Arena. T. Arena on the wing. On the dribble, gets to the top of the key. Now drops it off for Burke. Burke goes into the lane after faking a shot from the top of the key. And he tied up inside. And the ball back to the Blue Devils on the alternating possession. And the Blue Devils to inbound in the backcourt along the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Here is Micah Eggert against Hancock. Micah Eggert with a basketball. Drops it off on the far side to Jacob Griffith between the rings to Dumpster. In the far corner to Eggert. Eggert along the baseline, near corner to Griffith. Griffith into the lane. Bouncing inside for Bingham. Lay-in no good. Rebound deflected, taken by Southridge. Taken by Hancock. Nice execution on the part of the Blue Devils, but the finish not there. 2-0 Southridge. We're a minute and a half in to the first quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game, and now it's 5-0 Southridge as Williamson drains a three just to the right of the top of the key. Here is Eggert, and Eggert is grabbed and fouled far side by Southridge. Couple of navy blue jerseys there, and they're going to call the foul on Williamson. And the Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline. Front court, the ball bounced in to Micah Eggert. Eggert between the rings to Derek Bingham. High post to Pemberton. Holt on the far wing to Dumpster. Dumpster will drive far side. He'll put the ball up off the glass and off the iron, and the rebound comes off to Southridge. Taken by Burke. Far side to T. Arena. T. Arena on the dribble. 5-0 Southridge. We're just over 2 minutes in to the opening quarter of this contest. T. Arena. Pass on the near side. Here's Williamson for three. It's off the rim, no good. And there for the rebound is Jacob Griffith. Far side to Eggert. Eggert crosses the midcourt line. Gets by Hancock. Lays it up and missed it. Reverse attempted. And he got nothing but glass. And here are the Suns. Near side with the basketball is Burke. Up top to Hancock. He'll drive on Eggert. Bounce it up top to T. Arena. Long three on the way by T. Arena. Is off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Colt Pemberton. And now to Derek Bingham. 5-0 Southridge, 5:15 and counting left in the first quarter. Near side here is Griffith, has the ball knocked away, recovers it in the backcourt. Gets away from Williamson, goes into the lane, looks inside for Pemberton. The pass at his shoe tops, gets it out to Eggert, bouncing inside for Pemberton after the penetration, and he lays the ball up and in. Colt, a stud! Getting the Blue Devils their first bucket of the game. It's 5-2 Southridge, 4:50 and counting left in the first quarter. Here is a drive by Burke. He throws the ball up and in off the glass. After penetrating from the far wing, Southridge back up by 5, 7-2. Eggert top of the key to Pemberton. Hands it off to Eggert. Eggert will drive. Into the lane he goes. Now dribbles to the near side against Hancock. Around a pick by Jay Griff. Far side it is Bingham. Bingham into the lane. Reverse lay-in is no good. Fights for his own rebound. The ball deflected near side to Williamson. Now to Burke. Burke into the front court. Near side wide open. T. Arena for three. And that one is off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Dumpster. 7-2 at Southridge. Approaching the four-minute mark. Time remaining in the first quarter. Far side with the basketball is Micah Eggert. Eggert on the dribble. Far side. Still on the dribble. Lost the ball. Recovers it. Now it is Bingham. Bingham hands it off near side. Dumpster, a three on the way by Nile. Yes, sir! For the near wing. A Dumpster fire here in the first quarter, and that's a 7-5 ball game in favor of Southridge after that Bruce Reed three by Dumpster. 3:39 and counting left in the first quarter, and here's T. Arena with a response from the far wing. There's a T. Arena with the deuce, and it's 9-5 Southridge. Just under 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter, and that is your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. High post is Egger. Now to Griffith. Griffith pass on the near side. It is knocked away by T. Arena. Did he step on the end line? He did, trying to save it from going out of bounds, and the Blue Devils will retain. Kalama Roberson into the Blue Devil lineup, a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. He is in for Jacob Griffith. And a couple of substitutions for Southridge into the ball game is Mark Pay. Also in is Parker Collette. Here's a bounce pass inside for Pemberton on an out-of-bounds play. There's your Fresh Nature Foods. Out-of-bounds play of the game is Colt Pemberton accepts the pass from out-of-bounds along the Washington Trust Bank baseline. 9-7 Southridge. Driving far side is Burke. Shot put up and missed. Rebound off to Bingham. Bingham down the near side with a basketball. Up top, Pemberton. Pemberton will drive far side, and he'll lay the ball up and in! Another stud move by Colt, and it ties the game at 9-9 with 2:40 and counting left in the first quarter. Far side with the basketball is Burke along the baseline, and he'll pass on the near side, but first a pushing foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. Pushing foul is called on Colt Pemberton. His first team, second. The Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Southridge. Cruz back into the ball game. He replaces Collette. And Southridge to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court with 2:35 left in the first quarter. We are tied at 9. T Arena to inbound the basketball. Bounces it inside. Land put up and blown by Cruz. Blue Devils get a break. And the leather. Eggert far side with a basketball in front court. Guarded by Pay. Gets by Pay. Throws up a runner. It's off the back of the rim. And the rebound comes off to Burke of Southridge. Burke against Eric Bingham. Goes into the lane. He'll bounce it inside. Nobody's home. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. He was looking inside for Cruz. And the ball by Cruz and out of bounds. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Luke Higgins into the game for the Blue Devils. He is in for Micah Eggert. 2:12 left in period one. We are tied at 9 and delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Tuesday night. The first Tuesday of January 2026. Bingham driving into the lane. Gets by Burke and scores! Bada bing, bada boom! And the Blue Devils have their first lead of the ball game. 11-9, the Blue Devils, 1:54 and counting left in the first quarter. Burke near side, cut off by Bingham. Gets around Bingham. He'll lay it up and in. Strong play on the part of Burke to tie the game at 11. Derek Bingham with the basketball. 1:38 and counting left in the first quarter. We're tied at a double ace apiece. Derek Bingham, top of the key, Cole Pemberton, finds a cutting dumpster for the lay-in. Holy Toledo! The Blue Devils in half court getting it done. And they lead 13-11. Here's a far side jumper by Williamson for three that is no good. And the rebound was claimed by Luke Higgins. Off to Derek Bingham. 1:12 and counting left in the first. 13-11, the Blue Devils. Aaron pass near side taken by Williamson. Williamson will go up, lay the ball up and in. And that ties the game at 13. Derek Bingham, front court for the Blue Devils. Southridge and a man-to-man. Screened by Pemberton. Burke stays with him. Bingham in the lane. Far side to Dumpster. Dumpster against T. Arena. Gets it in the lane. No, he tried to get it in the lane for Pemberton, but the ball knocked away by Cruz and taken by Southridge. Suns in transition. Burke far side. Looks to get around Bingham. Puts it up and in. Down in the low block. Burke with a half dozen. It's 15-13 Southridge. 24 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Little if no difference between shot clock and game clock as Roberson drives into the lane. He lays it in. It will not count. They call an offensive foul on Roberson, saying he pushed off. Roberson with the foul. A player control foul. A bad break for the Blue Devils. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Southridge. Peyton Jackman has checked in.
13 seconds left in the quarter. Near side, here is Jackman, wide open for a three, and he drains it. 18-13, Southridge down to 3 seconds, down to 2 seconds. Dumpster near side, going to throw up a runner. It's in and out, no good. It's the end of the first quarter. After one, Southridge 18, Wahai 13, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. A fast first quarter. Southridge 18, Wahai 13. T Arena out front for three. It's off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound taken by Southridge, taken by Jackman. Now far side. Here's Williamson with a jumper that's off the back of the rim and through. Williamson with seven. Southridge has scored the last 9 points and leads 20-13. Here is Bingham driving near side. He can't score, but he is fouled. He is bodied by Jackman. Yeah, Derek Bingham to the stripe for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Blue Devils led in the first quarter by the half dozen points of Colt Pemberton. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and good for Derek Bingham. 17. Southridge in the first quarter, led by the half dozen points of Burke. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Derek is also good. And he will check out of the ball game. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Micah Eggert has re-entered the Wahai lineup. 25 seconds in to the second quarter. 20-14, or make that 20-15 in favor of Southridge. The arena hands it off to Williamson. Williamson into the lane, all the way. Blows a left-handed lay-in, but he is fouled. And that foul is whistled on Luke Higgins, his first. And Williamson to the free throw line. A couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Williamson's first is good. Southridge had 7 field goals in the first quarter. 2 from outside the arc. They were 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Blue Devils had 6 field goals, 1 from Bruce Reed territory, and did not attempt a free throw. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind try by Williamson good, and Southridge leads by 7, 22-15. Dubser, top of the key to Jacob Griffith. He'll pass it inside for Roberson. He'll lay it up, and it is fouled! Kalama Lama ding dong for the Blue Devils, and a foul whistled on Southridge. Oh, what a fine pass. Jackman picks up the foul, and Burke, zip zone Conoco substitution. He is in for Jackman. And Kalama Roberson to the stripe, looking to complete a 3-point play. 7:10 left in the second quarter. The free throw, a high-arching shot, is off the back of the rim. Rebound deflected, taken near side by Cruz. Now to Williamson. Far side to T Arena. Back to Williamson. And Williamson will kick the ball near the midcourt area. Almost an over and back, but he recovers. And now a timeout called by Southridge with 6:57 left in the second quarter. Southridge 22, Wahai 17, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to the Wahigh Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside, 22-17 Southridge. We get back into play. Southridge with the basketball. T Arena far side, near side to Burke. Burke will hand it off to Williamson around a pick by Cruz, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Southridge for an illegal screen on the part of Cruz. Zip zone Conoco substitution, Colt Pemberton back for the Blue Devils for Luke Higgins. 22-17 Southridge, 6:41 remaining in the second quarter. Ball bounced in to Micah Eggert from Niall Dumpser. Dumpser with a basketball. Now it's at far side, Jacob Griffith. On the wing to Dumpser. Round a pick by Griffith. T Arena stays with him. Aaron pass out front taken by Southridge. Going to the other end is Hancock. He'll lay it up, blow it, but a foul is going to be called on Micah Eggert. A bit of slop on the part of the Blue Devils. It may cost him a point or two here. Micah Eggert with the foul and Hancock to the stripe for two shots. Presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. The first is around and good. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Gabe Davenport, Derek Bingham in for the Blue Devils. And there was a substitution as well for Southridge. Kieran Klovansky has checked in as Hancock makes the second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, and Southridge up 7, 24-17. Micah Eggert with a basketball. Hands it off to Bingham. Bingham far side against Burke and deep on the right. Gets it up top to Eggert. Eggert behind the back dribble. Goes into the lane. Micah Eggert fadeaway shot is good after he lost. Hancock. Eggs all the way around for Blue Devil Nation after that make by Micah Eggert. 24-19 Southridge, 5:55 and counting left in the second quarter. Burt near side with a basketball. Almost traveled. Very, very close, but not quite. Here is T Arena around a pick by Cruz. Eggert stays with him. Sets up for a three out front. It is good. He rattled it home. Did T Arena. Step back three by T Arena. And it's 27-19 in favor of Southridge. Bingham with a basketball. Near side. Stops in deep. Now it is Micah Eggert along the baseline, and he will score, and he is fouled. He is knocked to the deck. Holy Toledo, what a drive by Eggert along the baseline. And he is knocked to the deck and fouled by T Arena. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Russell Goetz into the game. He replaces Hancock in the Southridge lineup. And Micah Eggert to the stripe, hoping to finish off a three-point play. He does. The Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is good. It's 27-22 in favor of Southridge. 5:21 and counting left in the second quarter. Up top here is Burke. Burke driving, has the ball knocked away. It's taken by Bingham. Bingham across the midcourt line. Derek Bingham stops between the rings. Near side to Micah Eggert. Eggert against T Arena. Not a pick by Pemberton. T Arena stays with him. Penetrates in deep on the right-hand side against T Arena. Very good defense by T Arena. Here is Davenport. Now it is off to Eggert. And a shot clock violation. The ball back to Southridge. That stops the clock with 4:53 left in the second quarter. 27-22 in favor of Southridge. T Arena far side to Goetz. Back to T Arena. Kiarena has his pass deflected, stolen by Bingham. He'll go to the other end, and he'll lay the ball up and in. Bada-bing, bada-boom. Athleticism personified by Derek Bingham. 27-24, Southridge, 4:29 and counting left in the second quarter. Tiarino with the basketball left open. After one dribble, he puts up a three out front and knocks it down uncontested. And Southridge up by a half dozen, 30-24. Bingham near side to Eggert. Around a pick by Pemberton. Hits Pemberton in the lane. One dribble. Colt will kick it back up to Eggert. Eggert will drive into the lane. Left-handed lay-in no good, but he is fouled. Nice drive on the part of Micah Eggert, drawing the foul from the Suns, drawing the foul from Cruz. Second personal. And Micah Eggert to the stripe. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Zone Conoco substitutions. Williamson back for Southridge. Nate Allen checking in for the Blue Devils for Kalama Roberson. Exiting the game for Southridge is Lovensky. Another free throw coming for Micah Eggert. 30-24 Southridge, 4:04 left in the second quarter. Free throw by Micah is good. And your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Southridge 30, Wahigh 25 as we pass the midway point of the second quarter. Tiarena far side. Now to Burke, near side to Williamson. Drives by Bingham, goes up, left-handed lay-in good. 11 in the game, 6 in the quarter. 32-25 in favor of Southridge. Eggert with a basketball. Micah Eggert on the dribble against Tiarena. Or make that goats. He drives by him, puts it up, missed it. Rebound off to Pemberton, up top to Eggert. Eggert near side. Dribbles to the wing, gets it up top to Bingham. Bingham is guarded by Burke. Now it is Gabe Davenport against Tiarena. Near side to Eggert. Eggert into the lane. Bounce it inside. The ball by Pemberton and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils turn it over. Zip zone Conoco substitution for Southridge. Collette is back in. He replaces Cruz. Scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight. At Edward Jones, if you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Free throw line jumper by Williamson. Up and good. Williamson with a baker's dozen. The Southridge lead is 9, 34-25. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Micah Eggert. They rule he pushed off on Goats, dribbling down the middle of the floor and trying to extricate himself at the top of the key area. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Niall Dumpster in for the Blue Devils for Gabe Davenport. And at the next dead ball, Kalama Roberson will re-enter for Wahigh. Pass out front, deflected into the backcourt by Bingham, taken by Tiarena. Tiarena will drive into the lane, stop, get it up top. Here's Goats at the high post. Up top, here's Tiarena. Gets by Eggert. Will go into the lane. Has a shot blocked on the far side. Blue Devils in transition. Eggert to the other end, and he will score! 8 in the quarter for Micah Eggert, 34-27 Southridge. 2:20 and counting left in the second quarter. Tiarena near side, closely guarded by Nate Allen. Between the rings to Burke. Burke will drive on the near side. He'll get it up top. Look out, Williamson for three. It's good. Eleven in the quarter for Williamson. 16 in the game, and Southridge up 10. 37-27 as we go inside of 2 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Hope you're enjoying our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Tuesday night as Bingham drives near side. He is double teamed, puts it up anyway, and misses it. Rebound off to far side Williamson. Williamson will bounce it inside. The ball is fumbled away, but it's recovered by Collette. Gets it up top for Williamson. Williamson into the lane, lost the ball, but they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. A foul is called on Colt Pemberton. His second. And a question of whether Williamson was fouled in the act of shooting. Or was he fouled on the ground? They're going to say he was fouled on the ground, and Southridge will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. And Coach D.J. Traver wants an explanation. And a quick one it is. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Roberson and Griffith back for the Blue Devils for Pemberton and Allen. And another zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Gabe Davenport is in for Micah Eggert. 1:38 remaining in the second quarter. 37-27 in favor of Southridge. T Arena inbound. Far side to Burke against Jacob Griffith. Dribbles to the free throw line, drops it off for Goats. Goats into the lane, up top for Burke. Burke driving far side, a little out of control. Gets it in the near corner, Williamson for three, and it's off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Griffith. Now to Derek Bingham. 1:20 and counting left in the second quarter. 37-27 in favor of Southridge. Bingham with the basketball. Top of the key to Griffith, now to Bingham. Bingham looks inside for Jay Griff. His left-handed lane attempt is blocked. Out of bounds by Burke. And a little bit of taunting on the part of Burke went unnoticed. A little bit of a scream after that rejection, that attempt by Jacob Griffith. Blue Devil basketball. Here is Roberson driving by Williamson. He'll throw it up and in, and he is fouled! Roberson scores one for the team. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Roberson scores. He is fouled by Williamson, who just picked up his second personal foul. Kalama Roberson to the stripe for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw with 1:01 left in the second quarter. The free throw is good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Jackman back in. He is in for Williamson. Had himself quite a first half. 11 points for Williamson in the second quarter. 16 for the game. A game high. 37-30 Southridge. We're in the final minute. Time remaining second quarter. Collette off to Jackman. Closely guarded by Jacob Griffin. Pass out front deflected by Davenport. Out of bounds. The ball will stay with Southridge with 15 seconds on the shot clock. 45 3/10 seconds remaining on the game clock. 37-30 in favor of Southridge. The ball into Burke against Derek Bingham. Far side to Goats. Russell Goats to T Arena. T Arena against Roberson. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Long three by T Arena, way off the mark. Rebound off to Jay Griffin, now to Bingham. Bingham into the front court, throws up a runner in the lane and scores! 6 in the quarter, 8 in the game. 37-32 Southridge, 17 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. Burke with the basketball, far side up top to T Arena. T Arena in possession with 10 seconds. T Arena with 8. On the dribble with 7, with 6. Picked up in a switch by Griffith. Now Roberson back on him. T. Arena will baseball it in the far corner. Here's a 3 by Burke. It is off the rim. No good. Crawls on the top of the backboard. And that'll do it for the first half of play. And here at the halftime, Southridge 37, Wahai 32. We'll be back in 2 minutes with a land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahigh Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Southridge Suns leading the Wahigh Blue Devil Boys by a score of 37-32. And we welcome you to our halftime report. It's presented by our good friend Phil Wasser. Land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We commence our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report on this Tuesday night with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Tabasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. The first half scoring for Southridge. T Arena with 8, Jackman with 3, Hancock with 4, Burke 6, and Williamson with 16. Southridge, 13 field goals in the first half, 5 from three-point range. The Suns a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw line, and Southridge was called for 6 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, 5 points for Kalama Roberson, 8 for Micah Eggert, 8 for Derek Bingham, 6 for Cole Pemberton, and 5 for Niall Dumpster. The Blue Devils with 13 field goals in the first half, 1 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils 71% from the free throw line, 5 out of 7. And the Blue Devils were called for 7 personal fouls. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums, Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Southridge 37, Wahigh 32. We will continue the land title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Southridge Suns here at the halftime break, 37-32. And we're going to continue our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report by telling you the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction is set for March the 28th. Tickets are available. Individual tickets, just $50. There are also table sponsored. Or sponsorships, I should say. Table sponsorships are available if you choose to go that route as opposed to the individual ticket price. Again, the ticket's just $50 for individuals. And again, those table sponsorships are available as well. More information can be obtained by contacting Big Blue Boosters or Walla Walla High School. On Friday night, we will be in Richland to bring you more Mid-Columbia Conference basketball. The Wahai boys and girls will be taking on the Richland Bombers. The girls' game scheduled to tip off at 5:45, followed by the boys' game at 7:30, and we will take the air at 5:15 on Friday night. Mark Daywall, Jim in Richland, right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And then on Saturday, the Wahai boys and girls will play host to the Pasco Bulldogs. Girls game at 3:15, boys game at 5, and airtime on Saturday afternoon will be 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And that's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Southridge 37, Wahai 32. We'll have second half action for you from the Wahai Gym after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Our third quarter this evening presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. But set to begin the second half of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game, the Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Southridge Suns 37-32. And the Blue Devils will inbound to begin the third quarter of this contest. And the ball into Derek Bingham. The second half is underway. Between the rings, Micah Eggert with a basketball. Near side, here's Niall Dumpser. It's a drive on T Arena and does. Throws up a left-hander. It's an air ball. He saves it from going out of bounds. Got it off of Cruz, but the ball goes to Williamson. Near side here is T Arena with a basketball. Up top to Williamson. Williamson against Roberson. Near side here is T Arena for three, and it's good from the wing. Southridge up by eight, 40-32. Far side Dumpser against T Arena. Niall on the dribble. In the far corner, it goes to Micah Eggert. He'll drive into the lane, bounce it inside for Colt Bemberton. He missed the lay-in. Rebound off to Burke, far side to T Arena. Execution was good, the shot was not. Here is Williamson into the lane, and he is blocked. Loose ball saved by Eggert to Roberson, back to Eggert. Good defensive stand there for the Blue Devils, who trail 40-32. Near side, here is Dumpser. Loops it in for Pemberton against Cruz. He'll dribble into the lane on Cruz. Muscle his way around Cruz. Throw it up and miss it off the glass. And the rebound off to Williamson. Williamson far side between the rings to Burke. Burke against Bingham. Loops it up for Tiarena. Tiarena on the dribble. To the top of the key. Drops it off for Burke. Burke may have double dribbled. Got away with it. And here is a shot. A driving shot by Burke. He cannot score, but they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. And that is called on Derek Bingham. And Burke to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Burke had a half dozen in the first half. All of them in the first quarter. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is missed by Burke. And for the moment, the score holds at 40-32 Southridge with 6:24 left in the third quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw off the front of the rim. He missed them both, and we're going to have a lane violation called, and the Blue Devils, statistically a turnover as they stepped into the lane too early. So Burke will get another try. Another try coming for Burke. And here is the shot. It is good. So he gets a second chance at the second free throw and makes the most of his opportunity and gives Southridge a 9-point lead, 41-32. Bingham with a pass inside for Eggert. Far corner dumpster for three. Yes, sir! There is execution at its best. 41-35 Southridge, 6:03 and counting left in the third. A dumpster fire from the deep far corner, the coffin corner, if you will. Hancock with the basketball, lost the basketball, almost traveled, but not quite. Here is Tiarena with the basketball. He lost it, recovers it. Now it's to Burke. Burke into the lane with seven on the shot clock. His shot in the lane is good. Burke with a field goal. 43-35 in favor of Southridge. And here is a drive by Bingham. Shot near side, no good. Knocks the ball away and recovers it. Pass inside for Pemberton, who alley-oops his way to the field goal. Colt is a stud again. 8 points in the game for him. Here is a drive by Burke. He'll lay the ball up and in. No, he stepped on the end line. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Blue Devils get a break as Burke laid the ball up and in. But thankfully for the Blue Devils, it does not count. Here's Eggert with a basketball against Tiarena. Between the rings to Derek Bingham. High post, Cole Pemberton. Pemberton, near side, Derek Bingham. Bingham will try a three near side. It's off the back of the rim, no good. High for the rebound, Pemberton, but the ball taken by Cruz. Now to Tiarena. Tiarena near side. Three-pointer on the way. It's off the rim, no good. Good look. The shot just a little too strong, and the rebound off to Bingham. And we're going to have a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 4:41 left in the third quarter. 43-37 Southridge, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing Southridge 43-37 nearing the midway point of the third quarter. Roberson penetrating near side. He is tied up down in the low block by Hancock and Williamson. Well, the alternating possession, the ball back to Southridge. The Blue Devils out of the timeout, turn the basketball over. Tiarena, far side to Hancock, between the rings to Burke. Near side, Tiarena, between the rings to Williamson. against Roberson. Forces him to the near side. Now it's Tiarena on the wing with 12 on the shot clock. He'll drive near side, throwing up off the glass and off the iron. Rebound off to Cruz. Gets it up top to Burke. A three on the way is good. A three-point field goal, and Southridge up 9, 46-37. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. And there's a rejection inside by Cruz on a drive by Eggert. Eggert attempting the shot, driving near side, and it's swatted out of bounds by Cruz. Blue Devils inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court. They're in for Pemberton. He lays it up, and he is rejected inside by Burke. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. A nice out-of-bounds play on the part of the Blue Devils. And a nice defensive play by Southridge. Near side, Pemberton. Pemberton gets by Cruz. Now he's double-teamed in the low block. Near side, Dumpster. A three on the way over Hancock. Good! Bruce Reed, three for Dumpster. Another Dumpster fire here in the third quarter from outside the arc. Hancock inside. He'll put the ball up and in over Dumpster. And a timeout called by Southridge. With 3:36 left in the third quarter. 48-40 Southridge, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And out of the timeout period and over and back on the Blue Devils. The ball back to Southridge. In zip zone Conoco substitutions. Jacob Griffith, Luke Higgins in for the Blue Devils for Colt Pemberton and Derek Bingham. Scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Hancock with a basketball. Closely guarded by Niall Dumpster. Near side to Burke. Burke drives near side against Higgins. Gets it up top to Tiarena. And a carrying violation. Unforced error on the part of Tiarena. Will give the ball back to the Blue Devils. 3:13 left third quarter. 48-40 in favor of Southridge. Here is Micah Eggert against Hancock. Being bodied by Hancock, and he'll bounce a pass out front that goes by everybody and out of bounds. And another Blue Devil turnover. Southridge will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline in front court. Top of the key extended. Ball into Hancock. 48-40 Southridge as we go inside of 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Between the rings to Williamson. Far side, here's Burke against Higgins. Into the lane. Burke, far side look out. Williams for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off to Micah Eggert. Eggert with a basketball on the near side to Higgins. Higgins into the lane. Up top for Roberson. Roberson will drive near side. Gets by Williamson and scores. Llama, llama, ding dong. 48-42 Southridge. 2:25 and counting left in the third. Three near side by Hancock. An air ball. And the rebound off to Roberson. Near side to Eggert. Eggert off for Roberson. Roberson against Williamson. Shoots over Williamson and scores again! Flat-footed, no less. Holy Toledo! He puts it up and in off the glass over the big man, Williamson. 48-44 Southridge. 2 minutes and counting left in the third. Burke for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Just off the top of the key. Rebound off to Roberson. Now it's off to Micah Eggert. Eggert in possession of the basketball for the Blue Devils. Will bounce to the top of the key to Jay Griff. Now it's Eggert. Eggert will drive far side and score! Time out! Southridge! Holy Toledo! 1:43 remaining in the third. Southridge 48, Wahai 46. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys to within two of the Southridge Suns. Southridge 48, Wahai 46. A minute and 43 seconds remaining to be played in the third quarter. And Southridge to inbound the basketball in the backcourt along the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Out of the timeout period, the Blue Devils going with Roberson, Eggert, Griffith, Higgins, and Dumpster. D'Arena with a basketball. Far side to Williamson, near side to Burke against Jay Griff. To the free throw line, stops, gets it inside. Ball knocked away and out of bounds by Roberson. Knocked it away from Williamson. 17 seconds on the shot clock, Southridge inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Ball is looped out front to Williamson. Now it is Burke far side. Burke driving on Griffith, and he will score. Burke lays it in. Eight in the quarter for Burke. 50-46 in favor of Southridge. Here is Griffith with a basketball on the near side to Higgins. Higgins into the lane. Pass inside for Roberson at his shoe tops. But he recovers it in the low post. Off to Higgins. Up top to Eggert. Seven on the shot clock. Eggert will drive. He will go into the lane. He is fouled with 53 2/10 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And that foul is whistled on Pay. Pay with his first. That's the first in the half on Southridge. Zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Derek Bingham has re-entered. Here is Eggert in the near corner. Here's a three on the way by Dumpster. It is an air ball. Rebound off to Southridge. Here is T-Arena. T-Arena near side against Higgins. Drops it off on the near side for Jackman. Now it's Burke on the far side. He lost the ball, but they're going to call a foul, a holding foul on Jacob Griffith. With 36 8/10 seconds remaining in period three. Jacob Griffith with the foul. That is his first, team's second of the half, second of the quarter. And there is a question about the score. It shows 48-46. And in all honesty, it should be 50-46 in favor of Southridge. Zip zone Conoco substitution, Colt Pemberton into the ball game. He replaces Luke Higgins. At that last timeout break, it was 48-46 in favor of Southridge. And now it is confirmed it is 50-46 in favor of Southridge. Southridge to inbound the basketball after that temporary delay. The ball inside for Burke, far side with the basketball and driving his Pay. He'll go to the goal strong, lay it up and miss it. Here is Pemberton near side for Eggert. Eggert near side goes into the lane in the far corner. Now it's back to Eggert after a pass from Jay Griff, and a hand-checking foul is going to be called on Jackman of Southridge. Now the shot clock is off. 19 4/10 seconds remaining in the third. 50-46 in favor of Southridge. Ball inbounded to Micah Eggert. Picked up by Jackman. Bounce it on the near side. Pemberton inside for Jay Griff. Pump fake. He lays the ball up and in over Williamson. 50-48 Southridge. 6 seconds and counting left in the third. Here is T-Arena driving. T-Arena throws it up off the glass and good. They're going to call a foul on Micah Eggert. A big bucket. T-Arena. 5 in the quarter. 13 in the game. Chance to complete a three-point play here with 1.6 seconds left in the third quarter. Thought the defense was pretty good, but apparently not good enough. The free throw by T. Arena. Deep breath, a dribble, and the shot is in and out. Rebound off to Pemberton. He'll launch it from back court. It's off the mark. And here at the end of the third quarter, Southridge 52, Wahai 48. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Southridge Suns 52-48. The Blue Devils with the first possession of the fourth quarter. Between the rings, Roberson with a basketball. Picked up by Cruz. Now picked up by Williamson in the low block. Shot down in the low block is off the mark. Rebound taken by Bingham, and his putback is good! He pulls the Blue Devils to within two, 52-50. Here is T. Arena in the low block. He'll baseball it up top to Burke. Now to Williamson. Williamson far side against Roberson. He'll lay it up, leave it short. And the rebound comes off to the Blue Devils, but it's knocked away by Southridge, knocked away by Cruz. Burke on the far side to Williamson. He puts it up and misses it. A follow by Burke is no good, but a foul is going to be called. And that foul is called on Kalama Roberson. And Burke to the stripe. For two, Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 7:17 left in the fourth. 52-50 in favor of Southridge. Free throw is good by Burke. 15 in the game. He had 8 in the third quarter. Second attempt is short. Rebound off to Pemberton. Had it knocked away by Williamson, but it's recovered by Dumpster. Southridge up 3, 53-50. Dumpster with a basketball. High post to Pemberton as the ball knocked away by Williamson. Williamson to the other end. Gets away from Dumpster. Lays the ball up and in. Blue Devils get careless. Give up a bucket after the turnover. 55-50 Southridge. Bingham to the free throw line. Far side to Eggert. Eggert between the rings. Guarded by Hancock. He drives by Hancock. Bounces into the lane for Pemberton. Gets by Cruz and scores! Colt a stud yet again in double figures with 10. 55-52 Southridge. Just over a minute and a half into the fourth quarter. Williamson around a pick by Cruz. Roberson stays with him. In the near corner, it is Hancock. Hancock drives into the lane. Hancock throws it up with a left hand. Off the glass and good. Heck of a play on his part. He has 8 points in the game. 57-52 Southridge. Here is Derek Bingham driving near side. Shot rejected by Burke. He gets it back and lost the ball out of bounds. Might have been a little contact down in the low block, but no call. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Into the game for Southridge is Jackman. He replaces Williamson with 5:58 left in the fourth. 57-52 in favor of Southridge. T. Arena with a basketball. Off to Burke. Dribbles to the far side. Jumper on the way is good for Burke. Just like that, it's a seven-point game. 59-52 Southridge. 5:38 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here is Eggert with a basketball. Near side. Spin move. Double team. Hits it off for Pemberton, who cuts down the far side and lays the ball up and in with the left hand. Colt with a dozen. 59-54 Southridge. 5:23 and counting left in the fourth. Here is T Arena far side. Against Roberson, he'll drive on the far side. He is tied up by Eggert. They're going to call a reach-in foul on Micah Eggert. .517 left in the fourth. 59-54 Southridge. The Suns to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Here is Burke. Burke drives into the lane, throws up a little runner for two. Burke with 19 in the game, and the Blue Devils want a timeout. 5:07 left in the fourth. 61-54 Southridge, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Southridge Suns 61-54 early in this fourth quarter. Blue Devils moments ago asking for a full timeout. And we have 5 minutes and 7 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. It'll be Blue Devil basketball out of the timeout period. The Blue Devils going with Bingham, Dumpser, Roberson, Pemberton, and Griffith. Derek Bingham with a basketball. Got a pick by Pemberton. Burke stays with him. Near side here is Dumpser for three over T Arena. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound off to Cruz, far side to Burke. Burke against Bingham. Gets by Bingham. Gets to the free throw line, near side to T Arena. T Arena near side. Almost traveled. Shot over Dumpser. Missed it. Left it short, and the rebound off to Bingham. 4:38 and counting left in the fourth. 61-54 Southridge. Here is Bingham with a basketball. Derek into the lane against Cruz. He'll put it up. No good, but he is fouled with 4:29 to go. Yeah, that foul is called on Cruz. That is his third. Derek Bingham to the free throw line. He will shoot two. Two free throws presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. A temporary delay. Not exactly sure why. That's too bad, because this might be a case where the free throw shooter is going to be frozen for a moment or two. Again, have no idea what is going on and why there is this delay. Well, the Southridge Suns going to retreat to the sideline near side. The Blue Devils retreating to the near sideline with 4:29 left in the fourth quarter. The Blue Devils down 7, 61-54. Southridge won the first quarter of this game 18-13. Blue Devils crept within 5 at halftime, 37-32. Southridge led 52-48 entering this fourth quarter. And Southridge with 9 points here in the fourth quarter to the Blue Devils' half dozen. Derek Bingham shooting two. The first, good. Derek Bingham with 11 points. 61-55 Southridge with 4:29 left in the final period. And the second free throw up and good for Derek Bingham. He has a dozen. 61-56 Southridge. Here is Brooke far side. Burke far side. Now it's Williamson far side. They're thinking it should have been an offensive foul, but they're going to call a foul on Roberson. It looked like Williamson barreled into him on multiple occasions driving down the far side, but no, they say the foul was on Roberson. That is three team fouls in the fourth quarter on the Blue Devils, and Williamson to the stripe. At 16 in the first half. First free throw presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind is good. He has 19 points in the ball game, does Williamson. Here's his second attempt. That one is good as well. 63-56 in favor of Southridge. Time slowly but steadily becoming the Blue Devils' biggest enemy, even more than the guys in the navy blue jerseys. Here's Pemberton driving near side. He'll lay the ball up and in, and he is fouled. Oh, was that a play? Was that a studly play on the part of Colt Pemberton? He muscles one up and in, despite the harm from Hancock. And the free throw by Colt Pemberton is off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Burke. Five-point game, 63-58 Southridge, 4:05 and counting left in the fourth. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Here is Cruz, far side to Burke, and Burke traveled with a basketball before going around a pick set on the far side by Cruz, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Here comes Derek Bingham, 63-58 Southridge, 3:54 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Derek Bingham stops near side, pass near side, almost an errant pass, but it's taken by Dumpster. Dumpster against T-Arena. Tries near side, picked up in a switch by Cruz. He'll go to the goal strong and lay the ball up and in off the glass. Dumpster makes it a three-point game, 63-60 Southridge. 3:30 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here is Cruz with a basketball. Cruz in the lane. It's off to Hancock. Hancock top of the key. He'll hand it off to Williamson. Near side to Burke. Burke against Pemberton. He almost traveled. Might have taken one too many steps, but they do not call it, and a timeout called by Southridge with 3:14 left in the fourth. 63-60 Southridge. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The scoreboard update was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight and Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Welcome back to the Wahigh Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Coleman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devils trailing the Southridge Suns 63-60 with 3 minutes and 14 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. 8 seconds on the shot clock for Southridge. The Suns to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Hancock looking to get it in. Bounces it inside. Shot put up and good. That was too easy. Ball laid up and in by Burke. And it's a two-possession game, 65-60 in favor of Southridge. Roberson with a basketball. Drives near side on Williamson. He'll put it up. Off the glass and good! Kalama Lama Ding Dong. And that Kalama Lama Ding Dong moment brings the Blue Devils to within three, and a travel is called at the top of the key on Burke. A bit of indecision on his part, and the ball back to the Blue Devils with 2:53 to go. 65-62 in favor of Southridge. Ball into Micah Eggert against Hancock. Micah Eggert on the dribble. Round a pick by Pemberton. Gets it in the lane for Pemberton against Cruz. Couple of dribbles. He'll put it up and off the mark. It danced on the back of the rim twice. Would not fall. Rebound off to Burke. And Burke is going to be bodied and fouled by Derek Bingham near side. That's the fourth on the Blue Devils in the quarter. The second on Derek Bingham. 2:33 left in the fourth. 65-62 Southridge. The ball into Burke. Off for Tiarena. Tiarena stops far side. Off to Williamson. Now to Burke. Burke. Here is Burke with a basketball. Down in the low block. Makes a nice spin move on Bingham and scores. 67-62 Southridge. 2:13 and counting left in the fourth. Here is Bingham with a basketball. Now to Colt Pemberton. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 2:06 left in the fourth. 67-62 Southridge. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through. Whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson are committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management is ready to help. Visit them at 102 West Main Street. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Southridge Suns 67-62, 2:02 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Here's a long three by Dumpster, going to be an air ball and go out of bounds. He was at least 24 feet from the basket. He launched it, and it wasn't close, unfortunately. And the ball back to Southridge. Hancock almost had his pocket picked by Bingham. It's the pass off to Burke. Burke near side. Picked up in a switch by Pemberton. Now it is Hancock driving to the basket. Lays it up and missed it. Going over Dumpster. But a key offensive rebound by Cruz. And here is Tiarena with a basketball near side. 1:32 and counting left in the fourth. 67-62 Southridge. Here is Cruz inside against Bingham. Little baby hook. In and out. He missed it. And the rebound comes off to Derek Bingham. Blue Devil hopes still alive, but almost taken away. And here is Eggert recovering. And Aaron pass gets an inside for Pemberton. He puts the ball up and in, and he is fouled down on the low block. A near disaster for the Blue Devils as the ball was knocked into the backcourt by Southridge. But moments later, Colt Pemberton comes up big, and he is fouled by Cruz. With 1:13 to go, 67-64 Southridge. It remains that way as Pemberton misses the free throw, a near tie-up, but the ball taken by Hancock. It's a one-possession game and a foul in the backcourt on the Blue Devils. A reach-in foul is called on Roberson. And Hancock will go to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 1:08 left in the fourth, 67-64 Southridge. Hancock with 8 points in the game. The free throw by the Southpaw. He missed it. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Hancock. This one to make it a two-possession game with 1:08 to go. Hancock's second attempt is good. 68-64 Southridge. Eggert into the front court and a timeout called by the Blue Devils. A full timeout with 1:05 left in the fourth. 68-64 Southridge, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9.
And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wahai Blue Devils trailing the Southridge Suns in a Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball contest. The Blue Devils trailing 68-64 with a minute and 5 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. The Blue Devils to inbound just to my right along the Washington Trust Bank sideline. The ball is looped in to Niall Dumpser against T Arena. Bounce it on the far side to Eggert. Eggert, far side, drives in, throws up a runner off the glass and off the iron. Rebound off to Pemberton. Far side to Bingham. Bingham into the lane. In the near corner, here is Eggert spotting up for a three. It's in and out, a heartbreak, and the rebound off to Cruz. Now to Burke. Far side to Williamson. 68-64, Southridge. Blue Devils may have to foul. Or will they get a 10-second count? No, T Arena is going to baseball it in the front court to Hancock for the lay-in. 70-64, Southridge, just inside of 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Far side, here is Dumpser, frees himself. Three on the way, good from the far wing. Bruce Reed, three, makes it a one-possession game. 16 seconds and counting left in the final quarter. And Derek Bingham shoves Burke to the deck and picks up a foul to stop the clock with 15 and 3/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Officials having a discussion in the middle of the floor, perhaps to decide whether or not it was an intentional foul. It is possible. They are calling an intentional foul. An intentional foul is called, and that might be more than the Blue Devils can overcome. The Blue Devils trailing 70-67. 15 and 3/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. And Burke to the free throw line. It's all by his lonesome. Free throw, good. Ten in the quarter, 24 in the game for Burke. The second, in and out, he missed it. But it's a two-possession game. With 15 and 3/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter, a timeout called by Southridge. Southridge 71, Wahai 67. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Inbounds pass near side, Hancock, and Hancock is fouled by Micah Eggert. Looping pass from the far sideline gets to Hancock, and Hancock is fouled near side by Micah Eggert, and Micah has just fouled out of the ball game. And re-entering the game for the Blue Devils, Jacob Griffith, Micah Eggert. 10 points in the ball game. 4 field goals. He was 2 for 3 from the free throw line. The first free throw by Hancock is up and good. 72-67 Southridge, only 13 and 3/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Second attempt, also good. Southridge up by six. Blue Devils don't have a lot of time. Here is Dumpster near side. Launches a long three. Good! He got it near side. A timeout called by the Blue Devils with 6:04 remaining in the fourth. Holy Toledo! You talk about launching one from another zip code. Niall Dumpster, a dumpster fire, and the Blue Devils not dead yet. 73-70 in favor of Southridge. Niall Dumpster, 8 in the quarter, 19 in this contest. It's a one-possession game. Southridge 73, Wahigh 70, and we will keep it right here. At the present time, Southridge led by the 24 points of Burke. 18 of them have come here in the second half. He had 8 in the third quarter, has 10 here in the fourth. Williamson close behind with 20 points. He had 16 of those in the first half. 19 points for Niall Dumpster on the Blue Devil side of the ledger. Colt Pemberton with 16. Derek Bingham with a dozen. Kalama Roberson with 11. Southridge inbound in the backcourt. 6:04 left in the fourth. 73-70 Southridge. The ball inbounded to Williamson. And Williamson fouled on the far sideline by Kalama Roberson. And that will mean free throws for Williamson. And that is 5 fouls on Kalama Roberson. A nice effort on his part, and Gabe Davenport will check into the Blue Devil lineup. And at the stripe, Williamson. Here's the free throw. It's good. And that might be the final nail in the Blue Devils' coffin. 74-70 Southridge. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and good. 75-70 in favor of Southridge. Ball baseball in the front court to Griffith. Jay Griffith, 3 out front. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected far side. And the ball game is over. Final score, Southridge 75, Wahigh 70. We'll be back with our Chevelle Construction postgame show after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys have just been defeated by the Southridge Suns. Southridge victorious in this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. A final score of 75-70. We now begin our post-game show from the Wahai Gym, presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle. At Chevelle Construction, we're going to begin with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. The Blue Devils had five players in double figures tonight. Niall Dumpster leading the way with 19 points. Holt Pemberton had 16. Derek Bingham with a dozen. Kalama Roberson with 11. And Micah Eggert had 10. And we are going to recognize Niall Dumpster and Colt Pemberton is our Eric Kimball CPA co-players of the game. We will continue our Chevelle Construction post-game show from the Wahai Gym after we step aside for another commercial break. We're going to take a one-minute timeout and be right back. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back one final time at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia, coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. Well, not a good night for the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams. The Wahai Blue Devil boys just minutes ago finished off by the Southridge Suns. Final score of 75-70. And we are going to continue our Chevelle Construction post-game show with final statistics. They are presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game first for Southridge. Tiarina with 13, Jackman with 3, Hancock with 13, Burke with 24, Williamson 22. Southridge with 26 field goals in the game, 7 from long range. Southridge 16 of 21 from the free throw line, including a nice performance in the final quarter to put this game away. Southridge was 9 for 12 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Southridge was called for 11 personal fouls in tonight's game. For the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with 11 points, Micah Akert 10, Derek Bingham 12, Jacob Griffith with 2, Colt Pemberton 16, and Niall Dumpster with a team high 19 points in tonight's game. The Blue Devils with 29 field goals in the game, 5 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils 64% from the free throw line, 7 of 11, and the Blue Devils were called for 18 personal fouls in this game, had 2 of its players foul out of this contest as well. Our final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. And that's going to do it for our postgame show from the Wahai Gym. It was presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. The Wahai boys and girls basketball teams have now lost 3 straight, and it doesn't figure to get any easier this Friday. Wahai boys and girls will be traveling to Richland to take on the Bombers. The girls game at 5:45, the boys game at 7:30 on Friday, and we will take the air at 5:15 on Friday night right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. On Saturday, the Wahai teams will return home and play host to the Pasco Bulldogs. Girls game at 3:15 on Saturday, followed by the boys game at 5, and we will plan to take the air at 2:45 on Saturday afternoon right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Now, some thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening from the Wahai Gym. First of all, we want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also a big thank you to our in-studio engineer, Juliana Brower, the former Juliana Fazzari. Another fine job this evening as our in-studio engineer. We appreciate that very, very much. We also want to thank all of the great sponsors who helped make these Wahai basketball broadcasts possible. And, of course, we want to thank each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation for tuning in to our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Tuesday night. I'm Roy Elia reporting from the Wahai Gym, telling you one final time, the Wahai boys and girls varsity basketball teams defeated in Mid-Columbia Conference action tonight. The Wahai Blue Devil girls earlier this evening defeated by Southridge 66-37. The Wahai Blue Devil boys tonight defeated by Southridge, a final score of 75-70. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Elia, a 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. And from the Wahai Gym, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.